From IBM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 24th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are lightly mixed this morning. Beans have given up the overnight gains. Corn, too, is just looking a little shaky. Wheat's been down throughout the session, and we haven't got a lot of new news. However, we are seeing rain falling in the Dakotas, Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma today, moving back into the Midwest. Locally here in the Morton area, we have seen some planting activity, but not as much as in some other areas to the west. We did see export bookings come out this morning. Nothing out of the ordinary. I would say relatively good on old crop corn. However, these are all within trade expectations. We continue to see July soybeans get turned back at 10.58 to 10.60. That's getting to be pretty tough resistance. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 4.80 even, up 0.75 cents. December at 4.54 and a half, also unchanged. We got July soybeans at 10.48 3/4. That's nearly a dime off the highs, down 2 cents for the day. November beans at 10.24, down 3.5 cents. In January at 10.36 1/4, down 3 1/4. The meal futures are down anywhere from $1.90 to $1. Bean oil futures are up just slightly. We did see a little bit of weakness in the palm oil again this morning, but July bean oil is 28 points higher at 48.61. On the wheat side of things, in Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis, we're all down just a hair, with the July Chicago wheat at 5.42 3/4, that's 0.75 cents lower. December at 5.78 1/4, down 2 cents. July KC wheat, 5.45 1/2, that's down 4 3/4 cents. On the livestock futures, the last couple of days, we've seen a pretty hefty rally take place in the cattle and the feeder cattle. Yesterday, we saw that rally come early and then kind of a slipshod late session sell-off. Right now, we've got the June live cattle at 207.97. That's down 12 cents. August at 204.05 is up 17. On the feeder cattle side, we've got May feeders at 288.32. That's 2 cents lower. October's at 289.40 is up 7 cents. The June live hogs, 99.47, down 67. The last 2 days, we've seen June and July hogs both above $100 again. That 101 area has been a lot of resistance on June hogs. On the on the outside markets, the gold futures rebounded from big losses yesterday. We're up about $36 in the June gold futures. We've got the rest of the metals kind of on a mixed bag. The June crude oil at 62.82 is up 55 points. We want that crude oil to be up if we expect to be using up a lot of ethanol, corn-based ethanol, shall we say. Dollar index at 99.23 on the June is 40 points lower. We have continued to see up and down action, but a sell-off in the dollar index. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend coming up. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 61 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.